BioNorth Energy Biomass Power Generation Plant will be accessing more fiber thanks to funding from the Forest Enhancement Society of BC, FESBC. Uneconomic residual fiber is being delivered from locations farther from town to BioNorth, a joint venture partnership in Fort St. James between Aero Group of Companies, Aero, the Nakasli Development Corporation, NDC, the economic development arm of the Nakasli First Nation, and low-carbon infrastructure developer, Nexus PMG. The project, which began in the fall of 2023 after an intense wildfire season, will finalize this winter, helping reduce harmful greenhouse gas emissions from entering the atmosphere while also generating economic and social benefits for the community. "I want to commend the work of Aero, NDC and Nexus PMG," said Ravi Parmar, Minister of Forests. "By getting residual fiber out of our forests and into the hands of those who need it and can use it, they are creating jobs and revenue from what would have once been waste. During times of uncertainty, they show that by working together, the forest sector and communities can have a major impact in ensuring forestry workers continue to have stable and steady jobs." BioNorth Energy is a 40-megawatt biomass power generation plant. "We have completed grinding projects within a 3-hour drive of BioNorth Energy. We grind approximately 200,000 cubic meters worth of slash piles every year that are used to produce clean energy," explained Greg Kilba, division manager, portable wood processing and log buyer at Aero. "Historically, many of these waste piles would have been outside of our economic zone and would have traditionally been burned by industry and government." Chris McGorlick, RPF, operations manager with FESBC, said the estimated fiber utilization from this project is equivalent to 4,635 truckloads. "By grinding these slash piles that would otherwise be burnt, collaborators are taking action on climate change. The total greenhouse gas emissions avoided as a result of this work is 36,191 tons of avoided emissions, which is the equivalent of 7,817 vehicles off the road," added McGorlick. "The slash piles are now being utilized to create green energy in Fort St. James, adding value to the community by creating jobs for local community members and supporting primary services like the BioNorth facility, as well as secondary services such as tire shops and gas stations. Fiber utilization is more important than ever in our goal to reduce carbon emissions," explained Tyler Dixon, division manager with Aero in Fort St. James. "The grinding group directly has close to 30 high-paying full-time positions, and BioNorth has around the same. This is money that stays in the communities we operate in and plays a large role in local economies. We also strive to support as many local businesses as possible for our service parts needs, which is another way we are able to support our communities." As the Nakasli First Nation owns around 40% of BioNorth, they have invested a significant amount of money and effort to position its members and community to enjoy a more prosperous and sustainable future. "The opportunity to invest in a clean energy project within the traditional territory of Nakasli Wadin aligns with stewardship values while providing a long-term equity source that will benefit the community today and for future generations," expressed John Paul Wenger, Chief Executive Officer of NDC. FESBC has played a crucial role in bridging the gap of being able to utilize more fiber with an incremental amount of money. The total project funding amounted to $1,867,000, which helped cover the cost of delivering the fiber to the facility. As Kilba noted, each load delivered to the plant that has required additional funding represents 1.6 person days of work that would have otherwise gone up in smoke. "With less active logging in the area, we are seeing less fiber available. FESBC funding gives us the opportunity to expand our basket to areas that otherwise would not be economically viable," added Dixon. FESBC should be credited for playing a massive role in keeping BioNorth Energy's yard full of fiber during some uncertain times in the industry. "To traverse difficult access and improve delivery efficiency, the project utilized job-specific trucks that are heavier and more robust to withstand gravel roads. This has resulted in fewer breakdowns and required less assistance to get to the challenging terrain that can be found on timber harvesting sites in the area," explained Kilba. Additionally, Aero's collaboration with local tenure holders has been key to the grinding and utilization of residual fiber. The local tenure holders have been incredible to deal with and show their commitment to fiber utilization, shared Dixon. Aero played a large role in making this program a success, from hours spent viewing harvested blocks for waste fiber, costing projects out, meeting with tenure holders, and planning, executing the utilization of the fiber. Without our partners, this project would not be as successful as it has been. The collaboration between Aero, NDC, the Ministry of Forests, BC Timber Sales and local mills, all working together with Bio North Energy, has created a very successful business model with incremental benefits for everyone involved. Creating direct and indirect employment and income opportunities within the facility and community will inevitably preserve and enrich the cultural heritage of the Nacazli people. Pride in ownership and success and determination will have a positive impact on current and future generations of Nacazli leaders, added Antonio Madia, Director of Project Development with Aero.